Hi, this is Linda and Reen Waterman. We welcome you to Your Refreshed Life.
Last Saturday, I watched the second half of a really great football game.
Okay, since we've been talking about love this week, what does football have to do with love?
Strangely, quite a lot. In football, not only are the scores tally, but also the penalties. And in many marriages, there's also a similar tallying going on.
And I'm guessing this isn't a positive thing you're bringing up, right?
It's not. I once read about a couple who's married for over 25 years, and one day the husband announced he was divorcing his wife. The wife was absolutely dumbfounded when, after he moved out, she found a journal he'd kept of everything she had done that was even slightly wrong or bothered him or annoyed him, and he never discussed it with her.
That's why it's good to remember what 1 Corinthians 13:5 says. Love does not keep a record of wrongs.
And the Bible also says, do not let the sun go down in your anger. One of our relational keys to success is to keep short accounts, not stuff things. If something bothers us, we take care of it quickly so it doesn't fester.
It also doesn't give the enemy any room to cause dissension and trouble. We address the issue, seek forgiveness, and move on. In all relationships, hurt is unavoidable. But what you can avoid is long-standing damage.
One way we handle this is through a process called a withhold. When one person's hurt, we discuss it with an openness. By saying we have a withhold, the other person listens with an open mind, repeats the issue back to the wounded person, and then can address it and seek reconciliation. This is a great process.
If you'd like to learn more about the withhold process of reconciliation, please email us at info@yourrefreshedlife.com. And remember, live refreshed. Share your refreshed life today.